The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now for our regular sustainability slot, I'm joined by Jo Linehan, climate editor at the Sunday Times Ireland. Good morning, Jo.
Morning, Pat.
Now, this morning, the question is what to flush and what not to flush. I suppose that is the question. This is preoccupying you at the moment.
It is. And I know it probably sounds like, you know, a very ridiculous conversation to have. But you know what? This great study has come out from Ishka Éireann, basically saying that a quarter of Irish adults admit to flushing things down the toilet that they shouldn't. And that's not speaking about people who, you know, didn't admit to it. So it's a serious problem. And we know that at the moment, Ishka Éireann is unblocking about 2,000 blockages a month, which is phenomenal. And that's really down to people not knowing what they can and cannot flush. So we're taking it back to basics today.
So what are the things that cause the most problems?
So the really basic things that are causing problems are things like menstrual items, paper towels, hair, medicine. Then you have things, more unusual things that I was surprised at, contact lenses, cigarette butts, people are still flushing those, and cotton bud sticks. Facial wipes are a big, big problem. So there's a lot of those things that are clogging. And that's when it comes to, let's say, you know, your bathroom or your sink in your toilet. But also the kitchen is also an issue. And there's things called FOGs, which are the food-related oils and greases. So a lot of people will pour, you know, when they're finished cooking, they'll pour the hot oil down the sink, or any kind of grease, maybe cooking grease. That's liquid when it's poured down. But when it gets into your sink, it obviously solidifies, and that's where the blockages are caused. So there's a wide range in kitchen and bathroom.
Yeah, these so-called fatbergs that are formed sometimes in the outflow pipes from restaurants. But I presume they could actually form in the larger pipes that are leading to the treatment stations.
Yes, they do. That's what happens. And what Ishka Éireann have come out to say is that when it comes to their treatment plans, this is a huge issue. And in particular, dental floss. People are flushing a lot of dental floss and it actually gets stuck in their machines and it can cause them to have to stop work for, you know, hours, days at a time. So it's not just, you know, I know people think when they flush it, oh, like it's someone else's problem. And that's just in terms of Ishka Éireann. You know, from my standpoint, it's a huge environmental problem. Menstrual products are currently the fifth most polluting items on Europe's beaches, which is having a massive impact on wildlife and on the marine environment. In fact, there was a great study done in 2022, really, really shocking, that found that crabs in the River Thames in London actually had period pad plastic in their stomachs. So it's a serious, serious problem, not just for our water waste plants, but also for the environment too.
Nappies used to be a problem on beaches. You know, people irresponsible go to the beach and instead of, you know, packing up the soiled nappy in the appropriate pouch and taking it home and disposing of it in the black bin, because that's where you're supposed to dispose of it, so it in theory will go to the incinerator, they just abandon them, maybe bury them in the sand. That is disgusting.
It is, and it's still a problem. And not only that, but nappy waste in general is a massive problem. It's about 75,000 tons of nappies were collected in 2022 curbside. And, you know, families have said not only, like, I suppose it's over the last few years, nappies have developed and they've become even comfier for babies and toddlers, which is fantastic. But that means more plastic. It means more material. It's filling up families' bins so much faster. And it's a serious problem, not only in terms of the quantity of waste, because it's the third biggest waste in Ireland right now. It's also so expensive for parents. So I guess there's a couple of campaigns going on at the moment. Ishka Éireann are doing a big, you know, Mind What You Flush campaign. And then Voice Ireland this week have launched their first ever reusable nappy week to try and bring awareness to this. Because as you say, this is another thing that is really damaging to the environment.
Now, most people, when they look at the options, a reusable nappy and all the laundry involved and the cleaning up the poo and so on versus the convenience of a disposable nappy, we'll just say life's too short.
Absolutely. And not only that, but like the habit change. Like, I don't have kids and I want to be very clear in saying that I'm not changing nappies every day. But I can imagine if you are in a busy household, that is just something that you just don't want to think about and you don't want to have to consider. However, when Voice Ireland basically launched a campaign, they basically did a pilot last year in collaboration with Maternity Hospital in Cork, Cork County Council and themselves. And they basically said to families, look, if you'd like to try a cloth nappy kit, we'll give you the kit for free. We'll also give you education and support in how to manage manage this. And it was an absolutely massive success. And families reported not only to really switching very quickly, but to actually having way less rubbish in their bin. You know, they were dealing with bins being full on week one, waiting for a collection, and also saving just so much money. So the big thing with this week is that they're trying to raise awareness and say, listen, it is a bit of a habit change. It does take time, but come and try it. There are cloth nappy libraries where you can just rent them, give them a try, come to us and take a pack and just see how you go. Because if you can make that change, it's absolutely fantastic, not only in terms of money, but for the environment. And it comes back to the same with the Watch You Flush campaign. Yes, it's a habit change to get your head around it. You know, in terms of the fats going down the kitchen sink, let's say, for example, you are advised to put that into an egg carton and then put it into your black bin. That takes a bit of time to get used to, but it has such a massive difference.
Now, people will be wondering about the dental floss because it seems such a small little item when you floss your teeth, which we're always being told that we should do. But if you try to, with your bare hands, snap it, break it, it's impossible. So
it's impossible.
These little tiny fibers are so strong. And if they get caught up in the machine, they can do a lot of damage.
They can. And look, at the end of the day, most generic dental floss is plastic because it needs to be very, very thin, very strong. It needs to get in between your teeth. So if you're buying a generic roll of dental floss, more than likely it is a fossil fuel plastic dental floss that you're putting between your teeth. So when that goes down the toilet or goes into the marine environment, that is that is contributing to plastic pollution. And as you say, it's damaging the machinery at wastewater plants. There are alternatives. You can look at interdental floss sticks, which are basically wood. Completely compostable. They're not coated. You can just use those. There are also kind of more robust plastic ones that you can get, but all of those need to go into your bin. And even if it is a teeny tiny string of dental floss that you think, this is tiny, I'll just flush it down, it is going to have a significant impact. So it's definitely one to change.
Now, what about menstruation products, period products? One would imagine that they, you know, should properly go into the black bin and then be incinerated or, you know, we're trying to eliminate landfill entirely by using incinerators. But there are no real alternatives, are there?
You know what? There actually are, thankfully. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people realize this is what I did my master's in, because it's a subject that I think is such a massive problem. It's a problem that women are facing and no one talks about it. You know, 90% of a menstrual pad is plastic. And I don't think women realize that. And about 70% of a tampon, excluding its applicator, is plastic. And that is because the different layers of a menstrual pad have different polyplastics in them. They have different layers. So if you are flushing that, it is plastic pollution and it's going into the environment. So they absolutely have to be, even though I know you might think, oh, it's soft, it's probably cotton, or the same with the tampon, it has to go into the bin. Now, there's an amazing Irish company called Riley. They're founded by three women and they are basically producing 100% plastic-free pads and tampons. And they're an amazing alternative for people who aren't up for making the change to a reusable situation like a menstrual cup, because that takes a significant amount of time and habit change and an investment in making a change in that habit. So if you just want to make the swap straight away, opt for them. They're 100% organic cotton. They've been made in the EU. They're also free from other damaging things like the damaging bleaches and chemicals that are in the generic pads. They are a little bit more expensive, but they're the exact same experience to have. You do still need to dispose of them in your bin, although they are compostable. You know, a lot of people don't compost properly at home, but they are 100% compostable if you have a compost heap, but they are a great alternative to the generic ones. And again, the message is whatever you're using, just not to flush it this week, this month, or ever.
Someone wants to know, what's the best way to get rid of dog poo?
If most people are collecting dog poo in a little doggy bag, most of those little poo bags are plastic. So that has to go into your generic bin. I know some very eco-friendly people who will collect it in a compostable bag and then they'll compost it at home, but it needs to go into the regular bin.
All right. Jo, thank you very much for joining us. Jo Linehan, climate editor at the Sunday Times Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.